We are learning the Afra Vovim Aleph, beginning at the two dots near the top. The Mishnah had brought that one of the psulim le'edus is someone who does schayra with perishvias. But the Mishnah had brought a statement from Rab Shimon that Rab Shimon had said b'tchila ha'yikayrin oison oisvei shvias misherabu hu'anosim chazru l'kroison seichvei shvias. And the Gemara will go analyze that statement of Rab Shimon. Before we begin the Gemara, let us discuss some of the points concerning Shemitah, and that is Peros Shvias are Hefker, and it is permitted for anyone to go into a field and gather these Peros and take them home and keep them in his house as a private possession. But that he can do so only until the Zman Habir, at which time it becomes usur to keep them in his house, and the Zman Habir is when there is no more produce in the field for the animals to eat. So then, the peros that he has in his house has to be removed from his house and deposited in the field. But this gathering that a person is allowed to do is only allowed to be done for the purpose of eating. However, if a person gathers it for the purpose of doing business and selling it, so that is osur, and that is called the schayru with perishvias. So now the Gemara begins, and the Gemara says, Maik Omar, what did Rab Shimon mean? So Omar Rav Yehuda Hochi Kama. That the words of Rab Shimon b'tchila ha'yikayrin oisim oisvei shvius meant b'tchila ha'yoyimrim oisvei shvius ksherin. That the b'tchila was going on that there were certain categories that were considered kosher, and those people that only gathered the perish shvius, but we did not see them do any actual schayra. So in the gathering itself there was no iser, so we considered them kosher. Seichlin, those people that did the actual business and we saw them do the schayra with perish shvius, so they were psulin. Then the Mishnah continued and said, "Misherabu mamtziye mos laniyim." But when it became that people started giving money to the aniyim, va'azlu aniyim va'asiluhu, and the aniyim would go gather the perishvias, umaisu, and then they would bring the perishvias and give it to the people in exchange for the money they had given them. So then it comes out that the gathering of the perishvias was not for the personal benefit, but it was in exchange for money. So that's considered tzchayru with perishvias. So then they said, no, that even the oisvei shvias, since it became prevalent that that was a gathering for business, so then it comes out that everybody is puzzled. So according to this pshat, the mitchila was going on that there were certain segments that were not puzzled, and in the besides they said they're all puzzled. From this, the Gemara asks, Koshuba b'nei rechava, hai misherabu hu anosim. But the Mishnah said something else. The Mishnah said, misherabu hu anosim. When the government started sending tax collectors, according to this pshat, misherabu hatagorim iboile, the Mishnah should have said that when it started becoming prevalent that hagorim, people who were giving money in exchange for the payers, business people, that should have created the psul. Elos, therefore, the Gemara says that from the lashon of the Mishnah, misherabu hanosim, we must say a different pshat in the words of Rab Shimon. And Elos, the pshat is like this: b'tchila hayu oimrim echod ze ve'echod ze psulim. That's just the opposite. Originally, we said that all are possible. And when the Mishnah had said, b'tchila hayu kairin oisem oisei shviyas, we mean that b'tchila, we used to say that even the oisei shviyas, they are possible. Because we assumed that even those that are gathering, they're gathering for the purpose of business. But misherabu hu anosim, but when it started becoming more, that the government was sending collectors and oppressors, umay ninu anuna, that there was a certain tax that they used to take from the produce of the field. So in order that to pay that tax, they had to have enough food on the field. And the Gemara brings, how do we see an example where they said certain halachos of shvias in relationship to that tax? So the Gemara brings kedemachriz Rabbi Yanai, like Rabbi Yanai announced, puku, go out viziru b'shvias, go out and plant on shvias mishum anuna, in order to be able to pay that tax, to have ample produce to pay that tax. So he allowed them to go plant on the field. So then the same thing would be that we allow them to go ahead and gather up for the payment of that tax. So then the osvei shvias are not gathering any longer just to do business, but they're gathering to pay the tax. The chazru loymar oisin ksherin, that's the seichon apsulim, that the oisvan, they are kosher because they are gathering for this tax, and the seichon, they are the ones that are possible. Rashi explains, how do we permit people to plant on their field in Shemitah just for the payment of this tax? Planting on a field is an issa de'iraisa, so how do we permit this issa for payment of a tax? So Rashi says, Because since Shvias Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabanon, so since the whole Isser of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanon, so Chachamim will matter the Isser of planting in order to save the people the money, that they should have money to pay the tax. Taisa says another reason why it was permitted, because not having enough money to pay the tax was Pikuach Nefesh. It put their lives in danger. Because if they would not pay the tax, the Melech would throw them in prison, and being in prison would put their lives in danger. So because of Pikuach Nefesh, they were allowed to be over the Isurim of Shvias. The Gemara now brings a Maisa, Rab Chia Bar Zarnuki, Rab Shimon Ben Yoit Sodok, Haviko Azli, they were going, Va'abir Shona Ba'afya. They were going to declare that this year should have an extra month, to declare it a Shona Muberes Ba'afya. Taisus points out that Afya was a place which was outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Taisus says that according to this we must say, that they were not going for the actual declaration that is the Shana Muberes, because that cannot be done chutzlar. That must be done inside Eretz Yisrael. Rather, they were only going to analyze the situation of whether the situation warranted that they should declare the Shana Muberes. So as they were going, Paga Buhu Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish met them, Itzvul Bahadayu, and he joined them. Omar Reish Lakish said, Ezel, I want to go, Echzi Heich Abdi Yudda, and I want to see how the procedure is done. So as they were going, Chaz Yelahu Gavra, they passed a certain man, the Kokoriv, who was plowing his field. And that happened to be the year of Shemitah. So Omar Wahen, so Reish Lakish told the two Chachomim he was going with, Koyein V'chayrish. This person must be a Koyein because he's plowing his field on Shemitah. It's also to plow one's field on Shemitah, and he must be a Koyein. As the Gemara will bring later, that the Koyhanim was suspected of not keeping the halachas of Shemitah. So Reish Lakish said he's a Koyein V'chayrish. Amulai, so they told him, Yochuloimar Agistanani B'teichai, that he could have a defense for himself. He could say that he's only a hired laborer, that maybe the owner of the field was a goy, and a goy hired him to plow the field. Or Rashi says another pshat, that maybe he was hired to plow the field for the purpose of paying the tax, which the Gemara before said is mutter. So they came to find the defense for that person. But we can't accuse him of somebody who's necessarily being over the halachos of Shemitah. They continued and they saw another person. He was pruning his vineyard. He was cutting off twigs from the vine. So again, Reish Lakish said, that person who's being zaymer on Shemitah, which is also, must be a koyin. So they told him, again, they tried to define the defense for that person. The person could always claim, that his purpose of cutting off the twigs is not for the growing of the vine. That would be also on Shemitah. But he needs the twigs for his olive press in order to hold down, tie down the olives. So you have to cut off these twigs. And if a person needs the twigs for some other purpose, it's mutter to cut them on Shemitah. So Omar Lehem, so Reish Lakish says, Halev Yideya, a person knows by himself, im le'ekel, im la'kalkulis. If he's doing it for a purpose that's mutter for the ekel beis habad, or la'kalkulis, or if he's doing it for some purpose which is really offer. The first, the Gemara asks, Hai Omalu Bereisha, which one did Reish Lakish observe first? Did Reish Lakish see the person who was pruning first? Or, as it was recorded in the Gemara, did he see the person who was plowing first? The Elaim of the Gemara says, Ha Kamaisa Omalu Bereisha, that the way it's brought in the Gemara. And first he saw the person who was plowing. And that's the first thing he told them. So if that's true, Hanami Reimu Agistan Anibisaychoi, just like they answered him for the first time, for the person that was plowing, so they said they could find a defense for him, that Agistan Anibisaychoi, he was only a hired laborer, they could have said the same thing for the second one. If the second one followed the first, so for the second time, that a person who was pruning, they could have also said that defense was Agistan Anibisaychoi, that he's a hired laborer for a guy, which is not Asar and Shemitah. Why did they have to come up with a different defense of Ekel Beis Habad? Elul Gemara says it must be Ha Oma Liberesha. First, they actually observed the person that was pruning. And to that kind of pruning, they told him that he needs it for Ekel Beis Habad. V'hodat Omalu Ha'ach. And then he saw the other one. He saw the person that was plowing. And for that, you can't answer me Ekel Beis Habad. That has nothing to do with plowing. And that wouldn't be a good defense for the person who's plowing on Shemitah. So then, for the person who's plowing, they have to come up with their other answer of Agistan Ani B'Teichot. So these were the two things that Reish Lakish observed, and the two answers that these Chachamim gave him. The first, the Gemara asks, Maishna Koyin, why did Reish Lakish pick a Koyin? Why did Reish Lakish say that the person who is over the halachos of Shemitah is probably a Koyin? So the Gemara answers, Mishum de chashidi ashvias, because the Kohanim were suspected of not keeping the halachos of Shemitah. How do we know that? So the Gemara brings a brisa. The Tanya will enter a brisa. And the case is talking about where a person had in his possession, a Yisrael, had in his possession, peiros of shvias, which he had in his house, and he also had truma, which he was supposed to give to a kohen. And the case was, saw a truma. If one saw of truma, shenoflo l'meya soin shal shvias. The two things got mixed up. The shvias he's allowed to eat, the truma he's not allowed to eat. And the saw of truma got mixed in with 100 times the amount of shmitah. So the halacha the Braisa says, tale. It becomes bottle. We know that if iser gets mixed up with heter, if there's enough of an amount of heter, so the heter is mevatel the iser, and the iser becomes bottle, and he's allowed to eat the entire mixture. By truma, the halacha is that the amount that's required to be mevatel the truma is 100 times the amount. So if a saw of truma falls into 100 saw of shmitah, the shmitah will be mevatel the truma, and this Yisrael will be allowed to eat the entire amount. Pachos mikan, if however it was less than 100 times, so the truma does not become batel, so now the entire mixture cannot be eaten by this Yisrael, because in this mixture is mixed in a sov truma, and that sov truma Yisrael is not allowed to eat. That halacha is yirkivu, that he has to let the entire mixture rot, there's nothing to do with it. So the havinim ba, we ask the kashan the braisa, amai yirkivu, why should he let the whole thing rot? We would have an eitzah what he could do with that mixture. Yimkirenu l'koyin, why doesn't he take the whole mixture and sell it to a koyin, bidmei truma, with at a lower price, because it does not have so much value, being that only a koyin can eat it, so you have to sell it for a lower price, chut midmei oisesa. But he has to leave out the value of one saw. The one saw of truma cannot be sold. That must be given to the koyin for free, because that he's supposed to give to the koyin, that belongs to the koyin. So he can sell the entire mixture except for the value of one saw. So why can he do that? Why can he sell to the kohen? So the Amar Abchir Mishmei Be'ula Zoysei Meres, this Braisa teaches us the fact that the Braisa said that it has to be Yirkavu and does not give us the eights of selling it to a kohen, that Nechshedu Kohanim Ashvias, that Kohanim was suspected of being over of not keeping the halachos of Shemitah. And in this case, the Kohanim would not be trusted to make sure that they get rid of the peiros even after this manabir. So we're not allowed to give it to the kohanim, because we are afraid they're going to keep it after this manabir. So therefore, our halacha is yirkavu. How did it come about that kohanim were not careful in the halachas of Shemitah? So Rashi says, because the kohanim reasoned to themselves, of course it was an incorrect reasoning, but they reasoned to themselves that just as they are permitted in truma and kachim, which is not permitted to anyone else, so too they are not bound by the laws of Shemitah. So therefore, the halacha is yirkavu. And that's why Reish Lakish, when he saw this person being over the halacha of Shemitah, he said he must be a kohen. Taisus asks, how is the Yisrael allowed to sell the mixture to a kohen? What is this eitzah that the Gemara has, that the Yisrael should sell the whole thing to a kohen? By selling it to a kohen, it should be considered doing business with perishvias. And we had in the Gemara that doing schoira with perishvias is offered. So Taisus answers that the issur of schoira only applies to what a person sells on the market as in a store. A one-time sale that a person goes ahead and sells his peiros, that is not included in the Issur Schoira. So therefore, the Gemara asked that should be a good Eitzah, and from there the Gemara proved that Kohanim would nechshedu a perishvias. The Gemara now continues back with its Maisa, that Reish Lakish had been accompanying Rab Chiya Bar Zanuki and Rab Shimon Ben Yetzadok on that trip to go be Ma'abed Hashanah, and he had criticized twice people that he saw, and he told them that they're being oivir halacha of shvias. So Amru, they said, true the Hudain, that this person, Reish Lakish, is a very troublesome and overly critical person, always finding fault with people. Kimotu lahasam, so when we got to the place where they were going to be ma'abed Hashana, sliku le'igra, they went up to the second floor, and shalfur le'dargami tusei, they took away the ladder from underneath them, not allowing Reish Lakish to go in with them. Also le'kamid abyechana, so Reish Lakish went in front of Rabbi Yechonah. Omalei, and he told him, Bnei Odom ha-chashudin al ha-shvias, people who are suspected themselves of being over the halacha of shvias, because since they went ahead and defended, in Reish Lakish's eyes, they defended these Rishoyim, so they are themselves ha-chashud al ha-shvias, k'sherim ma'abed Hashanah, are they kosher to go ahead and be ma'abed Hashanah? The Hodor Omar, so then Reish Lakish himself said, Loi kashuli, that wouldn't be a problem, because even though they're choshed on shvias, they still could be ma'abed Hashanah. Midi dahava ashloisha roi boker. We had before in the Gemara that shloisha roi boker, people who are shepherds, who are ignorant of the halacha, who are really not kosher to be dayonim, but the Gemara before said that they could be ma'abed shana. Rabbanan achush b'nai samach, because the Rabbanan were really samach on their own calculations. Therefore, Ish Lakish said, it's not a problem to rely on these people, even though they're choshed al shvius. But v'hoder amar, but then Ish Lakish again thought and said, lo, that lo dami, it's not similar to over there. Hosom hoder imnu rabbanan, because over there, even after the Rei Bokar got finished, the rabbanan themselves again got together via Brula Hushata. And they were the ones who actually declared that year to be a Shana Mubera. But hocha, kesher rishoyimu, over here, who are the dayanim that are sitting on the bezin to declare the Shana Muberes? There are a bunch of rishoyim. The kesher rishoyim ain't a malaminion. A band of rishoyim cannot be counted among the dayanim to declare the Shana Muberes. So the Ish Lakish complained to Rabbi Yochanan, how can we rely on these dayanim? However, at this that Ish Lakish called them a kesher rishoyim, to this Rabbi Yochanan objected. And Omer Rabbi Yochanan do oka. This is a problem. This that you call them a kesher rishoyim is not right. Ki also lekamei d'Rabbi Yochanan, when Abchir bar Zanuki and Abshimin ben Yitzodah came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer lei, they told Rabbi Yochanan, kari lon roye boker, v'lei omer lei mar v'lei miti, and you did not object and tell Reish Lakish not to call us roye boker. So Omer lu Rabbi Yochanan answered, v'ikari l'chi roye tzoyin mayamin lei, and if he could call you roye tzoyin, what could I tell him? So the Marsha explained, Rabbi Yochanan's answer, that on such a remark they shouldn't be makpid, because we find Talmidei Chachamim criticizing one another in other Gemaras using such expressions as Roi Boker and Roi Tzayin. The Marsha asks on the Gemara that besides Reish Lakish calling them Roi Boker, he also called them Kesher Rishayim. So why were they only makpid on the Roi Boker? The Marsha answers that certainly concerning Reish Lakish they were makpid on both. However, against Rabbi Yochanan, their taina was, why did he only express his protest about the remarks of Reish Lakish when Reish Lakish said Kesher Rishoyim, to which Rabbi Yochanan said Do Okar? However, he did not say anything against the first remark of Rei Bokar. So that's what they came with a taina to Rabbi Yochanan, as why didn't he register his protest against the first remark also? To which Rabbi Yochanan answered that the expressions of Roi Boker and Roi Tzayin, they're used by Talmidei Chachamim in the criticism of one another. So that shouldn't have brought about a protest. On the term of Kesher Rishayim, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Do Oka. The Gemara continues and asks that on this term that Reish Lakish had used, Kesher Rishayim, my Kesher Rishayim, what is this reference to? Where do we find in a Pasuk something about a Kesher Rishayim? So the Gemara brings that Shevna Havidorish Betleiser Vusa. Shevna was the one who was in charge of the palace at the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And the Gemara brings that Shevna darshan b'tleiser rivasa in 13 myriads. Chizkiyahu havidorish b'chatzari rivasa, while Chizkiyahu darshan in only 11. Ki osa Sancherib, but when Sancherib came, the Tzor alod Yerushalayim, and he besieged the city of Yerushalayim, kotzav Shevna piska. So Shevna wrote a note, shoda begira, and he sent it through an arrow into Sancherib's camp. So what did he write in his note? He wrote, Shevna v'siyasa hishlimu, that Shevna and his followers are willing to conclude peace. But Chizkiyah v'siyasa lo hishlimu. But Chizkiyah and his followers, they are not willing to make peace with Sancherib. Shenemar, and concerning this, the Pasuk says, when a Pasuk talks about how much damage a person can do with his words, the Pasuk says, ki hinei harishoyim yidruchun keshef, the rishoyim, they bend their bow. Kainenu chitzam al yeser. They make ready their arrows on the string. Havikomistasi Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah became afraid. Omar dumo chas v'sholom natio daite de kuchibrichu bosaruba. Perhaps, God forbid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go after the majority. That kivon deruba mimsiru, that if rave people of the majority give themselves over to Chizkiyah, inu nami mimsiri, do the rest of us also have to be dragged along? So bo novi v'omaloi. So a Navi came and told Chizkiyah, like Simon Kesher, do not consider it as a group, the Choyel Asher Yemar Ha'om Hazer Kosher. That just because everybody considers a certain group to be a Kesher, to be a group, to be something significant, do not consider them something significant. Kloimar, and the Gemara goes on to explain, Kesher Rishoyim Hu, that which you're worried about is a Kesher Rishoyim. It's a group of wicked people. The Kesher Rishoyim Einam Minamin. And a group of wicked people is not something that we have to be concerned with. And this is what the Gemara brought, this concept of Kesher Rishayim, this is what Reish Lakish referred to these people who were being Ma'abra Deshana. The Gemara now continues with the Mice of Chizkiah and Shevna, and Holach Lachtsoiv Loi Kever B'Kivri Beis David. Shevna went, and out of arrogance, he went to prepare himself a grave where the kings were buried. Bo'Novi V'Omaloi, and Novi came and told him the following Pasuk, Malachopoi, what brings you here? Umilachopoi, Ki Chotzavta Lachopoi Kover. What gives you the right to dig yourself a grave here? Hine Hashem mitaltelcho taltelu gover. Hashem is going to send you into a great exile. Pashit, the word gover means taltel or gover, a great exile. Omarav, but the Gemara dashens that the word gover for meaning man, and it's meaning an exile that a man is sent into. Tiltulo de gavra koshimid isisa. If a man is sent into exile, it is worse for him than if a woman is sent into exile. Then the Pasuk says, Va'aitcha otai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause you to fly away into Golos. Om Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, they make a drash on this pasuk, Va'aitcha otai, Nilamei Sheparcha by Tzaras, that Shevna broke out with Tzaras, because Ksiv Hacha, Va'aitcha otai, Uksiv Hasam, Va'al Sofam Yateh. Concerning the Mitzaras, it says that he has to cover his lip, so it's the same word Yateh, so over here also, Va'aitcha otai is referring to that he became a Tzaras. And then the Navi tells Shevna, Tzonaif Yitznotcha Tznefa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will surround you with enemies. Kadur El Eretz Rachvas Yadayim, he will throw you far away like a ball is thrown. And then the end of that pasuk, which the Gemara doesn't bring, the end of that pasuk reads, Shoma Tomos, Vishoma Markvayt Kvaydecha, Kloin Beis Adinecha. So the Gemara makes a drasha on the end of that pasuk. What did the pasuk mean with Kloin Beis Adinecha, the shame of your master's house? So, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, who bikesh kloin beis adayna. He sought to bring shame on his master's house, lefikach, nepach, kvoide lekolon. So his honor was turned to shame. Ki avi nosik iyu, when Shevna went out with his people to make peace with Sancherev, also Gavil came, achte ludosha. He closed the door, ba'ape matraisa, in front of the people who were accompanying Shevna. Which comes out that Shevna went on alone. So when he got to Sancherev's camp, they asked him, where are the rest of the people you promised I'm going to bring to make peace with us? So Omar, so he said, Hadubi. They changed their mind, they went back. So then they told him, you the whole time were ridiculing us. So in order to punish him, they pierced his heels, and they tied him to the tails of the horses. And they dragged him ala koitzim abarkonim. They dragged him over thorns. Amar Abulazar, Shevna bal hano hoya. That Shevna was a person who was a pleasure-seeking person. Ksiv hocha, it says over here, lech bo el asaychen hazeh. Concerning Shevna, it calls him a saychen. Uksiv hosam, and it says at the beginning of Malachim, v'atehi lo yisaychenes. When it's talking about the woman that David HaMelech took when he was an old man, and Rashi says that she warmed him. So we see that the Lashon of Sechenes was, gave him pleasure. And this Pasuk then, Seichen, refers to Shevna also as somebody who was seeking pleasure. According to the Marsha, the Gemara with this statement is coming to explain how is it possible that Shevna, who is a Talmud Chacham, as the Gemara brings at the beginning that he darshened in 13 Ravusa, how could he have gone so astray? To this the Gemara insists that since he was a seeker of pleasure, the Torah cannot remain with him. As it says in Chazal, Ein Torah miskayim al b'misha meimis atzmei leho. So this statement of Baal Hanoah is coming to explain how Shevna did the avla that he did. And now the Gemara goes back to the first pasuk that it brought in a pasuk in Tehillim, and the Gemara brings the next pasuk which says, Ki hashosayis yehoreisun tzadik ma'po'al. And the Gemara now brings a machloikis as to what this pasuk is talking about. Rav Yehuda v'Raveina, first we have a machloikis between these two mandamim. Chad Omar, one man Omar said that the word Shosais is referring to Tzadikim, as the Gemara will explain later how we derive that. But they explain the pasuk that it means that Ilu Chizkiah v'siyasei ne'erasim, if Chizkiah and his group of people would have been destroyed, which means if Shevna would have prevailed, Tzadik ma'po'al, so where would we have seen the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay Chizkiah? The Chad Omar, Ilu Beis HaMikdash Yehoreis, that the word Shosais is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, that if the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed, if Sancherev would have conquered Yerushalayim and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Tzadik Ma'po'al, where would be demonstrated the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But Ula Omar, and Ula says that the word Shasais means thoughts, plants. And he explains the pasuk, Ilu machshavaisav shel oisei rasha einin erasais, that if the plans of that Rasha of Shevna would have not been stopped, tzadik ma'po'al, what would have happened to the deeds of Chizkiah? Where would we see that Chizkiah was paid for his ma'isim tzivim? And now the Gemara goes to analyze how all three pshatim fit into the pasuk. Bishlom olaman de'omar, we can understand the final man de'omar, that it means ilu machshavaisav shel oisei rasha. So haynu d'chsiv ki ashosos yereisim. Because the word shosos means thoughts, as Rashi proves from a pasuk in Shmos. B'loi shos liboi gam lezoik, which is talking about paroi, shos liboi, he did not pay attention. So the word shosos means thoughts. So that's, we can understand how that pshat fits in a pasuk. Ulaman d'omar beis hamigdash nami. And according to the man d'omar that's referring to the beis hamigdash, we understand that the word shosos means beis hamigdash. Because the tznan, Even Hoysa Shom Mimois Neviim Rishonim, that there was a certain stone in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, the Aron HaKodesh was on top of that stone. Ushasiya Hoysa Nikras, and that stone was called the Even Shasiya. So the word Shasiya can refer to the Beis Hamikdash. Elo Leman Do'omar Chizki V'Siyosay, but according to the first man Do'omar brought in the Gemara, that it's referring to Chizki V'Siyosay, it's referring to Tzadikim, Heichi Ashkechon Tzadiki the Ikri Shasiya. Where do we find that tzaddikim can be referred to by shasayis? The Gemara brings the pasuk b'chsiv, ki la'Hashem metzukei aretz, because the Hashem is the foundations of the world. Vayoshes aleihem teidel, and on these foundations he placed the world. And the Adramah explains that a tzaddik is called the foundation of the world. As it says in the pasuk, tzaddik yisoid olam. So we see that the word vayoshes is the placing of the world on these foundations, and the tzaddikim are the foundations of the world. So the word shasayis can refer to tzaddikim. Viboy yaseima, another pasuk the Gemara brings to prove that the word shasayis can refer to tzaddikim, because it says in pasuk, talking about the Torah, hifli eitza higdil soshia, and soshia is referring to the Torah and those that learn the Torah. So the word shasayis has a connotation of tzaddikim. On this pasuk of the Gemara dashens, Amar Abchana, Lama nikra shma tushia, why is Torah called with the word tushia? Because constant study weakens the strength of man. So the word tushia comes from a lashon of mateshes, of weakening. Because tushia, Torah, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in secret. Why? Because the satan came and protested to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Torah should not be given to man, so the Torah had to be given to Moshe in secret. Because Dvarim shall tell you, because the Torah is made out of words, and words are something which are intangible. Even though those words of Torah are intangible, but still the whole world is founded on those words. Amarula machshava mayelas afil divrei Torah. If somebody has thoughts, worries about his parnasa, so that accomplishes to make a person forget his learning. Shenema, as it says in pasuk, mefer machshavos arumim. The loisa aseno yidem tushia. Hashem abolishes the worries of people by providing them with sustenance. Those worries would have prevented their progress in Torah. So we see that if a person has machshavit about panosa, it would hold him back in learning. Amar Rabba, but Rabba added, imasukin lishma, but if a person is learning Torah lishma, einamayela, then the thoughts of panosa will not take away his Torah. Shenemar, because it says in pasuk, Rabba is machshava is beledish. A person can have all kind of thoughts, but atzaf Hashem he sokum. But the one that remains is the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara explains, Eitza sheyesh bo dvar Hashem he sokum loyla. Thoughts which have in it the dvar Hashem, the Torah, those remain forever as long as it's a Torah lishma. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah, that the Mishnah had brought that one of the psulim is mesachik b'kuvya. And on that of Yehuda has said, when is a Mesachik B'Kuvya possible? When he has no other profession besides this gambling. But if he has another profession, he does not become possible. So Amar Ababo, Amar Abulazar, Halacha Krab Yehuda, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and that means that we make a differentiation in the psul of Mesachik B'Kuvya of whether he has another umnesanat, which would tell us that the psul of Mesachik B'Kuvya is not because of Asmachta, because we hold such an Asmachta is Kaina. But the psul of Mesachik B'Kuvya is because of Einan Oisik B'Yishuv V'Shalolam, and then it depends. If he doesn't have another parnasa, so then he's not an oisik b'shuvah shel olam. But if he has another unnis, so then even though he's a mesachik b'kuvi also, but he's not called an eina oisik b'shuvah shel olam. Now the Gemara continues with nu alocha, amar Abba Bo, amar Abba Loza. Kulon tzrichon hachroze bebezen. That all the psulin mentioned in the Mishnah, all of them need hachroze bebezen. They all need the public announcing of the fact that they're posel, and only then do they become posel for other eidos. Anything which happened in between, even though the act that they did happened some time ago, but they do not become posel from the act that they did, only from the hachroze not. Bugayitiv explains the reason for this is because of a takonis lekuchos. In order that people who, not knowing that they are posel, will take them to be their eidim, to sign in their shtarais, and will use them to rely on them, so it could come out that people will lose money, because they didn't know that these people were posel. So because of this takonis lekuchos, the Chachamim said that they'll only be considered posel from the hachrozen on. The Gemara brings, what about raya? We had before that a raya is posel, somebody's a shepherd, because he causes his animals to graze in other people's fields. So pligi boravachov ravina, about a raya we had a machoikis and a raya. Chad Omar boy achroza. One said that a roya also needs achroza, and only then is he posel leidus. But the Chad Omar boy achroza. But one said no. That everybody knows he's a roya, so everybody will know that he's posel, and there is no necessity of a achroza. The Bishlam of the Gemara says Laman the Omar lo boy achroza. According to the one that said that no special achroza is required to make him posel. The Hainu the Omar of Yehuda Marav. So now we can understand the statement which we had before, that if Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Stam Raya Posel, that a Stam Raya, as long as you know somebody's a Raya, you already know that he's Posel, which would mean that you don't need Achrova if you know that somebody's engaged in that profession, so you can assume that he's Posel. Elu Laman Domar Boy Achrova, but according to the Man Domar that you need Achrova. And just because you know somebody's a Raya, you can't assume that he's Posel, unless you hear Achrova that he's Posel. So my Stam Raya Posel, then what was meant by that statement of Stam Raya Posel? The Bistom of the Gemara says, Machrezin and Alek, that the Stam Raya means that as soon as Bezin knows that he's a Raya, so they'll already be Machrez on him, without any specific knowledge that he actually grazed his animals in someone else's field, min ha-Stam, the Hachroza will come about. But ain't Achanami, he's only Posel from the Hachroza, but Bezin does not need specific information to make that Hachroza. Hayhi Matono Davi Chasimo Le Trein Gazlon. We had a certain shtar matana, that on that shtar matana was signed two people who were gazlonim. Sovar Apopa Bar Shmuel Lachshura Dolechrizin Alayu. So Apopa Bar Shmuel wanted to be machshu them, and to consider that shtar matana a valid shtar, and the eid is acceptable, because at the time that the shtar was made, there was not yet any achroza. And since every psul requires achroza, so therefore, till the achroza, they were kosher. Amalei Rava, Rava said no. That ain't a chinami by someone who's a gazlan derabbanon, who's only posel eidus in the derabbanon, so by him you would need achroza. But gazlan deraisa, mi boy achroza. But by someone who's a gazlan deraisa, a regular full-fledged gazlan, and as Rashi explains, someone who goes over and takes money from someone else's property, that's considered the gazlan min ha-toira, so by him you would not need achroza. And the pshat is, because only by a gazlan derabbanon, someone who's posel or eidus midrabbanon, can derabbanon make up this takana, that until the achroza, he's not posel. However, someone who's posel or eidus minatayra, with the act that makes him into a rasha, that act makes him posel or eidus, and from then on he's posel. After we understand the din of achroza, let us return to a gemara that we learned earlier, on the Afchasei Amaral, that the gemara over there had said, that a roiva, who somebody who borrows money beribis is posel eidus, and the Gemara had brought a maisa by Bar Benisus, that two people had said testimony about Bar Benisus. One aid said that in front of me he gave money on a loan with ribis, and one aid said that to him himself, to me, he lent money beribis. So the Gemara had said that we can join up those two aidim and posel Bar Benisus. However, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can we be seimech on the aid that said that he was the loiva? I, a loiva, is posel eidus. And the Gemara said a teretz. That in the Muki Yosef before, on Chafheim and Aleph asked, that what's bothering the Gemara? That the loiva is posel eidus, so we can't be makabel as eidus. You need achroza. And since there was no hachrozah yet on this loiva, we now only know that he borrowed money through his own testimony, but there was no hachrozah in Bezdin, so he's not posel. So what's bothering the Gemara that the loiva should be posel? So the Mukhi Yosef answers that the whole reason that we only posel them after the hachrozah is because of Pseidu de Lekuchois, that someone else will come to rely on these edim and will lose money. But min hadin, they certainly should be posel from the time they did their act of rishus and on. Min hadin, there's no necessity of waiting for hachrozah. If so, since it's only a pseidu de lekuchais, in that case over there's no pseidu de lekuchais. We're not talking about somebody using these aids and not knowing that they're puzzle. So if so, in such a case, you wouldn't need hachrozah. And that's why the Gemara asks that how can we rely on the leiv's aid if the leiv himself is puzzle leiv's? The Yad Rama and also the Chedushi Haran answer this problem differently. And they bring a raya from this kasha. Not like the Tosis we mentioned before on Chavdal Amadeus, that Tosis had learned that all the psulim in the Mishnah are only psulim in the Rabbanan. And Tosis had spoken out that even by Malva the Ribbis, it's also only psulim in the Rabbanan, even if it's talking about a type of Ribbis which is Asim and Atayra. And Tosis had explained, because since he gives him the money willingly, he doesn't take it by Chazaka, he gives it to him willingly, so therefore it's not psulim in Atayra. However, the Yad Rama says no, that he will bring a raya that a malva of a ribbis, if it's ribbis min atayra, does become posel min atayra. Because since we see that the Gemara holds that the loiva should be posel without achroza, and now Gemara says that by psulim the iraisa you don't need achroza, you only need achroza by psulim the rabbanon, the al korchach, a malva of a ribbis is posel min atayra. And that's why the Gemara held that the loiva is posel even before achroza. Continues now the Gemara, Omer of Nachman, oichle dover acher psulim leidus. And Rashi and Tosis both explain that Oichlei Dover Acha means if somebody takes tzedakah from the Goyim, he's posel Eidus. And Rashi explains, because since there's a Chil Hashem involved, that a person has to come on to tzedakah from Goyim, so that Chil Hashem makes him a Rasha, and therefore he's posel Eidus. But Hani Miwi the Gemara says Befar Hesya. But that's only if he took the money openly, so then there's a Chil Hashem involved. Avul Betzina, but if he took the money privately, lo, then there's no Chil Hashem, so he doesn't become a Rasha. And even that which we said in public, he does become possible. That's only if he could have taken the money privately, and he takes it openly, that's considered achil Hashem, and then he's possible. But if there's no other alternative, and he had to take the money before Hesya, he needs it for his livelihood, he needs it to live, and therefore he does not become possible, he's not considered a Russia for taking that money. Omer of Nachman, Hachoshit al Arayas Koshel Eidus. That somebody who suspected of being over the Yisri Arayas is still Koshel Eidus. So Omer of Sheshit, Rav Sheshit argues and says, Oni Mori, answer me, my master. Arboyin Bekase, this person is going to get Malkas Vekosher, and you're going to consider him a Koshel Eidus. So we have a Machoikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshit, this Koshel Arayas, if he's Koshel Eidus or not. So there are many different shittas in the Rishonim of how to learn up this Gemara. Some Rishonim learn that it's talking about Choshel Arayas means we know he was actually boiled one of the Arayas. And the Gemara uses the word Choshet only to mean that since we know he actually did one of them, he suspected on all the Arayas. But it's talking about that we know he was boiled one of the Arayas. If so, what's the shita of Nachman? Why is he kosher? So there are some Rishonim that explain that the Machloikas of Nachman and of Sheshes actually depends on a machloikas Abaye of a Rava, which will be brought later on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. We have a machloikas over there, if somebody is a Rasha, but not a Rasha de Chamas. Till now we've been talking about those psulim, which are based on that he does an Aveira to gain him money. So that's called a Rasha de Chamas, and then he's possible for Eidus. But what about somebody who's a Rasha, by being over one of the other Aveiras? So Abaye holds that he's possible for Eidus, and Rava holds know that he requires to be a Rosh of the Chamas in order to be possible. So Rav Nachman, who says that a Chosh al Arai is somebody who's over one of these three Arai's is kosher, because he holds like Rava, that in order to be possible you have to be a Rosh of the Chamas. And he's not a Rosh of the Chamas. He didn't do it for money. However, Rav Sheshet that argues and says no, that if he got Malkus he should be possible, because Rav Sheshet holds that even somebody who's a Rosh, but not a Rosh of the Chamas, is also possible. And since he was Boyal and Erva and he's Chayav Malkus, so then he becomes a Rasha, and this Rasha should be Posel. Rashi is mashm like this pshat, because Rashi explains, and Rav Nachman, Koshel Eidus, Rashi says, the Be'inon Rasha the Chamas. d'chsev al toshes eight chomos. So Rashi learns up the shita of Nachman that it's kosher because of rubber shita that you need a rosh of the chomos. There is another svara that even if you learn that we know that it was actual boil one of the arayas, we could explain that Rav Nachman holds kosher even according to Abaya that you don't have to be a rosh of the chomos to be possible. But over here it's different because over here we say that concerning the arayas, the Yetzirah got the better of him. And he won't be a Rasha, legabi de psalatus. With this svara, Taisus answers another kasha that we had earlier in the Gemara, and Daf Yud, where Rava said, Pliny Ravani Lutzaini, he becomes possible. So if somebody is Roveya, somebody else, he's psalatus. So the question is, what's the difference between Ravia, that's the act of Mishkav Zachar, where he does become possible, and our Gemara of Chashal Arayas, where he does not become possible? So Taisus says that the difference is, that our Gemara, the reason he does not become possible is because we say that there's a very large Yetzirah and the Yetzirah got the better of him, but he won't necessarily lie when it comes to being Eidus. However, in the Gemara before by Revia, Mishkav Zohar is not such a big Yetzirah, and if a person did it, he's considered a Rosh and will be possible Eidus. From the Rif we see this pshat, because the Rif has a little bit of a different gear than our Gemara, and he has in the Gemara that when Rav Shesha is tiny to Rav Nachman, that since he was over the Issa, he should be possible. The Rif has that Rav Nachman said an answer. And Rav Nachman said, no, Mishum Yitzra Taikfai. So it means that the Svara of why Rav Nachman holds that he doesn't become possible Eidos is because we say the Yitzhar got the better of him. So these are two pshat in how we can learn according to the pshat that we actually know he did the Isser. Chashal Arayas means we know about Abiyah. And either the reason Rav Nachman holds his kosher is because he holds like the Gemara later that you need a Rosh of the Chama. Or like this Svara that Rav Nachman holds your kosher because of Yitzra Taikfai. The Baal HaMor learns differently in the Gemara, and the Baal HaMor learns that Choshal Arayas does not mean that we know that he actually lived with one of the Arayas, but rather it's talking about someone who is Mesiachid with Arayas. He hangs around with Arayas and he goes into Yichud with them. So then the reason of Nachman holds his Kosher is because this person is not doing the complete Aveira of living with Arayas. He's only going into Yichud. So even though Yichud with Arayas is awesome in Atayra, but he is not intending to do an Aveira. He does not realize the severity of what he's doing. So that's why Rav Nachman holds his kosher. Rav Sheshes argues, and Rav Sheshes says no, that since we would give him malchus, because even though we don't know he did the bee itself, but we give malchus when we hear such reports about a person, and a person is misyachid with a rise, we do give him malchus. So that alone would make him postulated. But according to this, even Rav Nachman would agree that someone who we know for sure did live with one of our rayas, Rav Nachman would agree that it becomes puzzle. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava, Umoid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman himself agrees with Inyan Eidus Isha that for this person who's Choshal Arayas to come say Eidus, anything which has to do with marriage or divorce, should puzzle. Because for that thing itself, which he's Choshal on, he's certainly not believed. Amar Avina Vitemra Papa, Lay Amran Elulafuka, that we only said that he's not believed when he's coming to take a woman away from her husband, when to say she's permitted to someone else. Either that the husband died or there was a divorce. Because in this case, we suspect that the reason he says she's permitted to everyone else is because he wants to live with her. Avo le'iluya, but to say that she's married, where she's offered to everyone else, leslumba, there'd be no problem believing him. Because why would his being choshal arayas prevent him from being believed to say that she's offered to marry anyone else? So this is what says pshita. Certainly it's pashut that if he's coming to say that she's asura to everyone else, he should be believed. I might think that this is even better for him. To say that she's married, maybe he really wants to live with that woman. And to say that she's married is better for him. Because it says in a pasuk that stolen water is sweeter, so this person wants dafka to be over nisa with this woman when she's a married woman. And I would think that this person is not believed. No, that if a person wanted to be living with that woman, he'd rather leave her unmarried than say that she's married. Because the kama, the kaima hachi, as long as she's in an unmarried state, shchichalei, it's much easier for him to get at her. When she's married, it would be harder for him to get to her. So therefore, we say that he's believed to say that she's a married woman. Amar of Nachman of Nachman said another halacha. Gonav nisin v'gonav tishrei. That if somebody steals a nisin, that's at the time that they're harvesting the fruit. Or he steals in Tishrei at the time that they're gathering in the fruit, Loishmei Ganov, he's not considered a Ganov concerning become possible Eidus. Hanemili, the Gemara says, Ba'arisa. That's only talking about an Oris, someone who's a sharecropper. The Dover Muet, then we're talking about with a small amount. Uvidover Shenigma Malachtoi, and those things where all the work is completed. because a sharecropper, since he is working and he is anyway taking a share of the fruit, so such a person is meira hetzif himself to take a little more, and by something that's nigmur malachtoi, because since a poyel, someone who's working in the field, is entitled to eat from nigmur malachtoi, from those things where all the work is completed, so this oris, the sharecropper, thinks to himself he should be at least as good as a poyel. And therefore he's meira hetzif to take a little bit more for himself. So since it's only a hoiroas heter, he doesn't actually intend to go out and steal, he doesn't become possible edus. Ikorei de Rav Zvid, the farm laborers of Rav Zvid, it's not talking about a sharecropper, but someone who worked on the farm. So chad gonav kabo desari, one stole an entire kav of barley, upasle, and when he found him, he passled him from being an aid, because he's a regular ganav. Chad, and one of them, gonav kibura dahini, he stole a cluster of grapes, upasle, and they passled them from being an aid. Hanu kfuroi, these grave diggers, the kovu nafsha biyom to vishin shalatzeret. They buried a person on the first day of Atzeres. Shamtinu Rav Popo, Rav Popo put them in Cherem, upaslinu le'edus, and he declared them Eidim Psulim. Because we see that because of their desire for money, they are over the halachas of Yontif, so they are suspected of taking money to testify falsely. And therefore he passed them from being an Eid. V'achshirinu Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua argued Rav Popo, and he held that they were kosher Eidim. Omle Rav Popo v'harishayim ninu. Rav Papa asked them, but we see that the Rishayim, we see that they violate the halachas of Yontif. So he answered him back, Savri mitzvah ko'avdi. Because they do not intend to go b'mezid over halachas of Yontif. They think they're allowed to. Because they think since they're being oisik in a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to bury a dead person, that are doing a mitzvah, so they're not considered Rishayim concerning the psoledus. I, Rav Papa, asked back, v'hokam shamtin away, but we put them in cherem. And even after you put them in Cherem, they still went ahead and they buried people again. So they're still intending, even after the Cherem, to be over the halachas of Yomtiv. So why don't they become Rishoyim? So he answered him, Sabri kapora ko'avdi l'rabbonim. They thought that the reason for the Cherem was not to stop them from continuing, but to offer them a kapora for what they did. They did right by burying on Yomtiv, but they still needed a kapora. And that's why the Chachamim gave them a Cherem. So since they did not realize that the Cherem was to tell them to stop, even though they continue, they are not considered Rishoyim and they're kosher laden.